T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can actual penguins lick their wounds?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Wait,
can they lick? Yeah, I don't think.
Ron, do penguins have tongues?
I don't know. I've never studied them, the anatomy of a penguin.
I don't think they can.
Why do you ask?
I just said it in the update that they're going to lick their wounds as they go out to Colorado to play the Avalanche tomorrow night at 8.
They might have more wounds to lick after that.
And then they have Dallas the next night, back to back.
A lot of potential wound licking.
Bolsey, you're up here.
You ready?
No, I've never been less ready in my life. Go ahead.
Less ready? All right, come one, come all. It's the Wheel of Football. All right, here we go. Let's get this wheel going. Hold on a second. All right, gentlemen, Cam Newton is not done yet. Well, at least according to himself. He is going to try out or work out at Auburn's Pro Day in hopes to earn an opportunity for the 2023 season. This is happening today at some point. He says, quote, "Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs. Ain't 32 expletive better than me, you dig? You guys,
yeah,
you guys dig?
I dig.
Is Cam Newton done or not?
His last go-around didn't go very well, did it?
With New England.
The last time he played. I have to think he probably is done. But, you know, I'm more worried about Mason Rudolph. Is he done? You see, Josh Dobbs is going back to Cleveland now. You know, take a look at him and see what you think. But I would not have high hopes for him at this point of his career.
I mean, if C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins and Brandon Allen and Trevor Siemian and Brian Hoyer and all these other guys can be in the league, he can certainly be in the league.
Those are the randoms that he quoted.
Yeah, he can certainly be in the league. The Patriots thing did not go well, but that was as a starter. Why not? I'm interested to see how this goes. How old is he? He's still only like 33, right?
33, yeah.
Would he take a backup role? Would he take backup money?
Absolutely. I don't think he's delusional in that way.
Well, he just said there aren't 32 quarterbacks better than me. So that would indicate to me that I would want to be a starter, but I don't think he's going to get that opportunity.
If he believes that, then no. Is he as good as quarterbacks 28 to 50? Yeah, probably.
He might think that he can still start somewhere.
I'm sure they all do.
When did his time in New England end?
That was in 21, I believe.
So he sat out all
last
of
training camp.
All of last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Might actually be a good thing for him. He's only 33 years old. I'll say two things. I'm rooting for him, and he's at least as good as all the guys I mentioned. The backup quarterbacks in this league are, and the low end starters are pretty much a flaming disaster.
Who would you rather have, him or Mitch Trubisky?
Mitch, right now.
So he's one of the few.
Rather have him or Mason Rudolph?
Cam Newton.
Him or Jacoby Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett.
Him or Josh Dobbs?
Cam Newton.
It's a fun game.
Who else?
How about you guys?
No, I agree with pretty much every answer that you
said. Minshew or him?
Minshew.
Who else are we missing?
Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
I see Sports Illustrator, someone ranks backup quarterbacks. Andy Dalton is considered the best backup.
Really?
He had a pretty good year. I will give him that. He had a good year. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it's hard to deny that Andy Dalton played well last season.
Wasn't great here.
As a starter.
Against the Steelers.
No, he wasn't.
Teddy Bridgewater or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton. And thank you for asking, Folsy.
You're welcome.
Please don't.
Trying to find this
misunderstand
list.
What I said as an endorsement of Andy Dalton, because I use him as one of the quarterbacks the Steelers beat down the stretch that they don't get a ton of credit for.
Right.
And don't deserve a ton of credit for. But in the end, for New Orleans, he had 18 touchdowns, 9 picks, and a 95 passer rating, completed 67% of his passes. That's, if you just looked at the numbers and I didn't tell you who it was, that's not a bad.
You can win with that.
Not a terrible year for a low-end starter or high-end backup, right?
Yeah.
Why can't I find this list now?
Thank you, Folsy.
You're welcome.
Come back to it, Ron, when you find it.
Austin Eckler turns 28 in May. He's under contract for the 2023 season for $6.25 million, but as we know, that he has requested to get out of, I was going to say San Diego, but it's in L.A. now for the Chargers. He's seeking a trade. He said, quote, "I'm so underpaid right now as far as my contract and what I contribute to the team. It's like I'm endlessly pursuing this." He said that on the Green Light with Chris Long podcast.
Tell me again his situation.
Under contract for next season at $6.25 million. Do you think he is underpaid, and is anybody going to pay him more than that?
I think he's a pretty good player. Can catch the ball, can run the ball. I mean,
yeah, that's objectively true. He's a good player. He averages almost 5 yards a carry in his career. He caught 100 passes last year.
He's a Duke threat both ways.
But he's right? Only a running back. So cries of "I'm underpaid" just fall on deaf ears. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Can get other people to do what you do.
I mean, he might be right when he says, as long as I'm healthy, I'm going to score you another 20 touchdowns. I'm going to have another 1,600 all-purpose yards. That's probably true. But I still don't know if he gets paid a whole lot more than $6.25 million a year.
Is he going to find out somewhere else?
Bad position for him and for every running back. I mean, James Conner went to the Cardinals for $7 million a year. Leonard Fournette makes $7 million. And then the best guys make $12 million. McCaffrey, Kamara, Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, they make $12 million. He's not one of them, so he might be right, but only slightly. And I feel bad for running backs. Short shelf life, and lots of guys can do it.
At 28, though, I think he can get 10. Somebody will pay him 10 mil.
I wholeheartedly disagree, Folsy, but I respect your opinion more than you'll ever know.
Would you want Buffalo to pay 10 million a year for him?
Yes, I would.
See?
But the question is, would they?
Would they? We'll see.
It's a big ticket for a running back. I can't find this list.
King Roger Goodell is expected to finalize a new multi-year contract extension next week to remain in his role as NFL commissioner. That's according to a report by ESPN yesterday. How would you describe the job that Roger Goodell has done as the NFL commish?
Well, he's well compensated, I know that.
Oh, $64 million a year. Is he going to get a raise?
And they're saying he's going to get a raise. I'm a Roger Goodell fan for the most part. Don't think he's perfect. But I think he's done a great job in building the brand and this new deal. They just signed a $100 billion deal for the TV rights and the streaming rights. Got him through COVID without missing a game against all odds.
Good point.
I think he's good at what he does. I do. And obviously, you know, he can build consensus with 32 owners who are used to doing things their way. Could other people do it? I'm sure. But I think they're very happy with him. Joe?
I don't like him. He buried the Spygate tapes, screwed up the Ray Rice tape when they claimed they couldn't find it.
He did that for sure.
And a whole bunch of other things that make me believe that he cares more about the brand than he does doing what's right or about the players. I'm not a big fan. And I happen to think that a lot of other people... I was thinking about this when I saw this story. If Roger Goodell had never existed, would the NFL still be signing record multi-billion dollar TV rights deals?
Probably.
I think they would be.
Yeah, probably. We'll never know, but probably.
But the fact is, he's been there when they're doing it, so I don't blame them for keeping paying him.
He started in 06, so he's looking at almost a 20-year run if he gets a three-year deal.
3 years, probably at $200 million.
Right.
$70 million a year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Good question, Folsy. Really good.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm enjoying this.
All right, let's go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we mentioned this yesterday. I believe, Ron, you brought it up at the end of the show with Dan Orlovsky putting it out there on ESPN,
yeah,
saying that the Steelers should go sign.
It just flew out. He can't help himself.
Just
yeah,
go right through it.
I am.
Go through it. Blow past it, Folsy.
He can't help himself.
That felt great, too, at 1 o'clock.
You know, we have a break coming up here momentarily. You couldn't wait.
I couldn't,
for
Ron,
the break.
It just flew out.
Should the Steelers sign OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., would you endorse that move?
You already asked that question, Folsy, and we both said at what price?
He's got some baggage, though, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Didn't we ask this yesterday? Did I ask just, it?
We got,
or did
I,
you ask
I,
it?
I mentioned
maybe
Orlovsky
Ron asked it.
Yeah, during your, you know.
Right
your,
at the end. Right,
yes, I said that.
Right at the end of the show.
You, of course, weren't paying attention.
I was, and I said, at what price? Sure, why not? At a good price. If this dude thinks he's worth $15, $16, $20 million, he's out of his mind.
What's the price?
Coming kidding
off,
me?
Coming off knee surgery.
Well, the price for me is $4 million, $5 million. Let's see if somebody pays this guy. I mean, I think it's been shown in the NFL you can get receivers in a whole bunch of places. You think somebody's going to pay this guy after tearing up his knee? How old is he now?
He's got to be over 30.
Yeah, he turned 30. He's like 30 or 31.
Was he the one quoted as saying, I'm not looking for $25 million, but $4 million ain't going to get it done either?
Well, then it's not going to get it done here for me. How about you?
Probably not. Again, he's had some baggage, too.
It's a little curious for me that he's still out there. Nobody's jumped on that yet.
I mean, doesn't that sort of let you know what everybody's thinking?
What he's demanding?
The proof is always in the pudding here.
Yep.
I'm sure he'll sign with somebody, but the idea that Odell Beckham is a big-time, big-money wide receiver anymore is flat-out delusional.
I would agree.
I think he's going to settle for like a 1 or 2 year deal at like $8.5 million per year, something like that. Something that he's not going to be happy with, but he's going to have to settle for it.
That sounds reasonable to me, Folsy. I mean, since 2017, his touchdown totals are 3, 6, 4, 3, 0, and 5.
So you're
he
saying,
helped the Rams down the stretch that year,
you're
no
saying
doubt.
He is going to do a prove it type of deal.
Yeah, I think so. He'll settle for that. Juju-esque.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson has joined Josh Harris's bid to buy the NFL's Washington Commanders.
Wow.
He, of course, already has stake in a bunch of different teams. The LA Dodgers, Los Angeles FC,
yeah, wouldn't you like to be rich like that, huh?
Yeah. Forbes estimates that the team's worth is, you want to take a guess at the number?
$3 billion?
Higher.
$8 billion?
Lower.
What did the Broncos have? 6.5?
They were at 4.65. That was a record, the Broncos.
I'm going to say 6.
Just lower at $5.6 billion. The Washington Commanders.
This is another reason why Goodell, you know, they're going to bring him back. The price of the franchises have gone way up. Now, again, could somebody else do this? Sure. But what a jump in price. What did Snyder pay for that team?
Well, will he be forced out, or will he willingly give up ownership of the team at this point, Daniel Snyder?
If I were him and we're talking that kind of money, I think I would bow out and take the cash. How about that,
especially
though?
When everybody wants him out. You know, he's hated in that town.
Yeah. How about going from one of the most reviled figures in the history of sports to one of the most beloved in the history of sports? From Dan Snyder to Magic Johnson. That'd be great.
Might happen.
What would that be like? Bob Nutting going to Steve Blass or something
right.
like that?
Yeah. Bob Nutting going to Jerome Bettis or something.
Oh, there you go.
The Dallas Cowboys have acquired Brandon Cooks, nice little receiver for them. Are the Dallas Cowboys legitimate Super Bowl contenders? Will they ever be with Dak Prescott as their quarterback? Let's just cut to
the
chase.
I'm not a big fan. To me, he's a tier two quarterback, not a tier one guy. And they haven't been to a Super Bowl in 28 years. I don't know that they're going to get to one in Jerry Jones's lifetime.
Me neither. But if the question is, are they legit Super Bowl contenders? Yes. They've gone, 24-10 the past 2 years. They won a playoff game. They've been very competitive in the playoff games that they've lost at the last second. A bounce here, a bounce there. I'm not the biggest Dak Prescott guy, but do I consider them to be a legit threat going into next season? I do. Yeah, they got too much talent not to.
Two more free-ins. The Buffalo Bills.
Oh, there's a favorite topic.
About this?
There's a favorite topic of ours.
They snagged a running back from the New England Patriots and won Damian Harris. But they lost Devin Singletary. How do you like that swap there, Joe?
I like it. I think Damian Harris is just as good as Najee Harris, if you ask me. He didn't get a huge workload.
He was better than against the Steelers last year.
Didn't get a huge workload in New England, but when he did, he was nice and productive. And I like the Bills getting him at age 26 without a ton of mileage on him. Let me put it to you this way, little Folesy. In 2021, he averaged 4.6 yards a carry and scored 15 touchdowns. Now, Najee is a much better receiver, but I'm fine with Damian Harris on the Bills. I think that's a coup.
Ron? Had a big day against the Steelers last year. Both of those guys. Who's the other? Stevenson? Is that the other back they have there?
Yeah.
Andre, yep.
They had a big day against the Steelers running the ball.
Does Buffalo even need to be more balanced on offense? Or
yes.
Can they just...
They petered out at the end. Yeah. I mean, they didn't get it done offensively, really. Their MO was supposed to be... And I know their defense stunk against the Bengals, but they were supposed to be able to win a shootout against anybody. And they couldn't by the end of the year. They were, let me check their point totals, Nene. Look at this.
Nene.
Check their point totals late in the year.
Still not Nadine.
No.
20, 28, 24, 20, 32 against Miami, 35 against New England. Okay. And then 27 to end the season. Or 10, I'm sorry, 10 to end the season. It just, they weren't nearly as explosive, Ron. The moral of that story is when you have the best team, you best win that year, and the Bills were the best team 2 years ago, and they had the Chiefs beaten, and because of idiotic coaching, they wind up losing a game where the other team got the ball in their own 25 with 13 seconds left. Oh, my God.
This is Buffalo breaking your heart. They do this intentionally to hurt you.
They played it like – I'm not even going to get into
it.
They played it like they needed a touchdown. They played everybody back by the goal line.
I know they did.
Well, wait. No, they only need a field goal. So don't put everybody back by the goal line, you idiots.
I think it's – did I hear Boomer say it's Sean McDermott's birthday today?
Happy birthday.
49. Yeah, you're really wishing him well, aren't you?
All right, one more Buffalo follow-up question because I got to.
Really?
We
do
we
have
spirit.
To? We're like – our talk about petering out.
We're talking proud. We're talking
our
proud.
Our will of football.
What now, folks?
Will they win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen, yes or no?
No. They're a star-crossed franchise.
And finally, we can't do a wheel of football without a mock draft, of course. We go to CBS Sports. We go to Pete Prisco. Number 17 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, he has one Devin Witherspoon, a cornerback out of Illinois. And three picks later, he has Lucas Van Ness going to Seattle
where,
at pick 20.
Where does he have Joey Porter Jr.?
It's great that you asked, Ron, because Joey Porter Jr. goes eighth overall to the Falcons.
So Witherspoon is like the second. I mean, he's highly regarded, right?
Yes.
Very highly
and
regarded.
Short arm Skoronski goes 13th overall to the Jets. But how do you feel about Witherspoon? If they landed that guy, what would the talk be like the next day?
I think it'd be okay.
People would be happy.
Yeah. Now, 13, do you trade up three spots to get short arm Skoronski?
I don't know. Would people be happy? I don't know about that one.
Well,
I
mean, if they took him over Joey Porter, probably they wouldn't. But if Porter's gone and they got a highly regarded corner, I guess he'd be happy. I mean, do they want a sexy...
fans? I don't know.
I think they'd rather have the corner than a tackle.
You know, That'd be a good question.
The tackle was not a sexy pick, even though could
is a
be
corner,
much
though?
More valuable.
More
than a tackle, but you know, not a toy like a quarterback, wide receiver, or running back.
And I think that guy, too, coming from Illinois, like that just wouldn't feel like, you know, very exciting.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. I mean, the most exciting pick would be the kid from Iowa.
Yeah.
Van Ness.
Or Joey Porter Jr. Yeah. If he's there.
I'm just watching this Pepto-Bismol commercial. I think of you, Joe. I think of you.
From the first day of the station?
Yeah, from the first day of the station.
That was a bad day.
But you made it good, and you survived 13 years, a month, and 6 days.
You just brought me back to that day. I had more blowouts than the 07 Patriots, Bolsey. I have a trivia question for you guys. It was based on a question from earlier. Devontae Smith was trying to become the fifth player, or is it the fourth? No, the fifth player in history to win the Heisman, a national championship, and a Super Bowl. Heisman, national championship, and Super Bowl. He didn't do it, obviously, because they didn't win. He'll still have a chance, maybe many chances. Who are the four? Who of the four have won the Heisman, a national title, and a Super Bowl? I'll take all guesses.
What a great...
Just start firing away.
What a great question that is.
Do you like that, Folsey?
I do.
Would you like some time to think about it,
but
not cheat?
Yes.
All right, Ron?
Paul Hornung?
I was going to come back to this. Would you like some time? But
you can't cheat.
And Folsey's going to try.
I won't cheat.
Okay.
But I mean, Paul Hornung?
No.
Yeah, he didn't win at Notre Dame, maybe.
We'll come back to this.
Heisman?
Okay. We'll come back to it. Make it fun, Folsey.
Yeah,
turn off your computer and turn over your phone back there.
I will not
cheat. You're looking at your phone. There he goes. Both hands up. All right, Ron, you get a chance to study this too. And we're also going to come back to full circle hockey talk. We spent a lot of the show.
Uphill hockey talk?
Uphill. Downhill when it's the Penguins. Downhill
sliding down the
talk.
Mountain hockey talk.
And what's going to happen this offseason if they don't make the playoffs? And it's starting to appear as if they won't. This is the first time, according to Bob Grove, since 2006, 6-7, Sid's rookie year, that they've been out of the playoffs this late. Incrinculant, I would say.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, men who are gentle, I had a question for you. You promised not to cheat. It was based on an earlier discussion we had. The only players in football history who have won the Heisman, a national championship, and a Super Bowl are who? Devontae Smith had a chance to do it this year. Eagles lost. God bless me.
An Alabama guy, maybe? I don't know off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of who's won the Heisman over the years.
You know one of them, Ron, and you know one of them very well.
Yeah, okay. Then I was thinking of one guy. I was nervous to say his name because I was so afraid I was going to get one of the details right. But now that you say that, I'm going to go ahead and make my guess confidently in Tony Dorsett.
Yes, that's one.
Tony Dorsett. Pitt.
That's one.
Pitt and Cowboys, right?
And Heisman.
Yeah.
And Heisman.
There you go. That's one. Do you want clues? I'm going to give you a clue.
Yeah. I don't have any other guesses.
My mind is blank on the Heisman winners.
The other guy had one of the great runs in Super Bowl history.
Marcus Allen.
Yes. Yes, Ron. That's it.
Nice.
Another guy played against the Steelers in the Super Bowl once, and he got hurt in that game. Not so long ago. He played for the Packers. He got hurt in the
Charles Woodson.
Yes, Folsy.
Charles Woodson.
Charles.
I don't remember him getting hurt in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he left that game.
How many are there?
And there's one more. This guy.
Give us some hints. Going back a ways.
This guy had a spectacular tape coming out of high school as anybody who's ever played football. Man, it wasn't that long ago. It was in the 2000s.
I know this isn't the answer, but the other one I was thinking about was Roger Staubach.
Would have been a good guess.
Did he win the Heisman?
I can't remember
if he did.
Did he win a national title?
I don't think so. Navy was really good, though. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It again.
He had one of the great high school highlight tapes of all time, made some of the greatest runs of all time. A little bit. People say he was disappointing as a pro. I kind of disagree with that. I thought he was pretty spectacular, just maybe not what people were thinking.
I don't know.
Had to give his Heisman Trophy back.
Oh.
That may be a clue.
Reggie Bush.
Yep. Yes.
Reggie Bush at USC. That's right.
And that's it. Four guys in all of history, Ron.
That's a nice little trivia question.
Does that make you sad?
No.
What
makes
guys?
Me sad that there's only four?
I don't know. Just in general, it feels sad.
No,
you're feeling sad from day one this morning when your car broke down again with the window that you couldn't get up.
I know, that was problematic. Now Reggie Bush, was he the first overall pick or second? I can't remember. Wasn't it him and
went to New Orleans? Right.
He was the second pick.
I covered his debut in Cleveland.
Did you?
I remember talking to Sean Payton there. Wasn't it New Orleans?
Yeah. And the first overall pick was Mario Williams, now that I remember it. And
the Texans.
For the second overall pick, I guess disappointing. But still, I mean,
He had moments.
He had a couple thousand-yard seasons, Ron. He ran for 36 touchdowns. He caught 18 touchdowns. He had returns for 4 touchdowns. Come on. The guy was a spectacular player.
Close my eyes and see the interview area where they brought in Sean Payton and then they brought him in Cleveland. Probably still the same room that we use now.
Yeah.
But I covered his debut. That's back in the day when we'd cover 3 or 4 NFL games at a time.
I loved Reggie Bush.
I loved watching him at USC.
Yeah. And even in the pros, I mean, he never quite knew what was going to happen. He had a classic diving, tumbling touchdown against the Steelers, I remember. Do you guys remember that?
Vaguely.
Was
that
at
home?
That.
Or was that at Heinz Field?
That was at Heinz Field,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Folsy.
You remember when Drew Brees set him up to get laid out? He threw a pass out into the flat, and I think it was against the Eagles. Might have been in the playoffs.
Yes, I do remember that.
I thought he almost died right there on the field.
Against the Steelers, they came here in 06, his rookie year. Steelers won 38-31. He had 10 rushes for 50 yards, 7 catches for 40, and a touchdown. Like, that was typical, and a punt return for 15. So he He was all over the place doing little things here and little things there, Ron.
He wants his Heisman back, right? And didn't he file saying, hey, now with the NIL and paying players, why don't I get my Heisman back?
Doesn't quite work like that, Reggie.
It should.
I don't think he's
you
going
think it
to.
Should?
Yes. They weren't doing anything anybody else wasn't doing.
He still broke the rules at the time.
Yeah, they all broke the rules,
Bolsey. He
just
happened to get caught.
He got caught. I think he should get it back. Do you? Did he not get it back yet?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they should give it back to him, Ron. I think that would be nice. He only played against the Steelers two other times, and one, he only got one carry. Wait a second. Oh, no, that was 2016. He was playing for Buffalo. I forgot he even played for Buffalo.
I don't remember him being there.
Neither do I. I have zero recollection of that, Reggie Bush.
He had a sparkling 12 rushes for minus 3 yards in Buffalo, so.
You seem to have a resentment against Reggie Bush,
I don't.
And I would like you to explain that.
No, I really don't. I just said that I liked watching him at USC, especially.
Here's another thing he did. He helped New Orleans to its only Super Bowl win in the playoffs against Arizona. How's this for a line, Ron? I don't know why we're talking about Reggie Bush, but we are.
I'm not quite sure either, but go ahead. Let's continue.
Listen to this. Playoff game against Arizona.
Playoffs?
5 rushes for 84 yards and a touchdown, 4 receptions for 24 yards, and 3 returns for 109 yards and a touchdown. How many guys have rushed for a touchdown, returned a kick for a touchdown in the history of the league? Wrong. Only 3. And he also, against Minnesota the next week, had another touchdown run. There you go. So he helped New Orleans to its only Super Bowl ever. So don't tell me that he wasn't a good second overall pick, because people remember that very,
that was
very
Sean
fondly.
Payton, and that was Drew Brees, right?
Yes, it was.
And they only went to one.
They went to one, and they won one.
They should have went to another.
Just like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Just went to one and won one.
Yes, he did. He beat the Steelers.
They got screwed out of that second appearance.
Who did?
The Saints.
Oh, yeah, they did.
The pass interference.
Yeah, that was incrinculent, you might say. Huh, Folsey?
Is that the biggest, maybe not. It's going to say the biggest missed call in NFL history.
I think it's real high up there. They ended up changing the rules, and then they changed them back. I would say that is the biggest missed call.
What a wonderful question by Folsey. Biggest missed call
in
NFL history.
Mike Renfro with the Houston team.
That felt like it could go either way, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like
it
was this.
They missed the call, but it
botched.
It wasn't as blatant.
What about the crap they called this year to end the Super Bowl?
I was just thinking, too, the holding call on Bradbury, on Juju.
Bradbury's blunder, they called it, Ron. I'm trying to think. Oh, the other one was Dez Bryant coming down with the ball against Green Bay. Remember, Tony Romo threw him the ball, and he clearly caught it because of
and
that
they
stupid
said no
rule.
No catch.
Yeah.
But that's not a blown call.
I know.
That
you're
was
right.
More
that, you're that, right.
That
controversial call.
You know,
yeah.
The outlaw Jesse James.
Ugh.
That wasn't a blown call.
You're right.
That was a controversial call.
You're right.
Enforcement of a terrible rule.
Oh, here's one. But this, you could say, is the same thing. The Tuck rule call.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's true about the Tuck rule? Charles Woodson hit Brady in the head. Hit him in the head, which should have nullified anything else that happened on that play.
Here's
I remember, I hang out at Domenico's. This was so long ago, I was there, and then I was away for a while. I watched that game there. I can remember that. I can remember
really?
The Tuck rule, that snow.
Yeah.
And would Tom Brady have ever been Tom Brady?
That's my question.
Without that?
If that
That's
call goes
question.
The other way.
Would that have ever?
I think he would have, but you don't know.
That certainly propelled him to a fast start in his career, right?
The world may never know.
This list right here has Renfro robbed as number 2, and number 1 of all time is the Rams Saints. There's no clearer missed call in history than this.
That was the worst. It just was so blatant.
All right. We're going to wrap it up next with a prediction on what people are saying is going to be the most watched baseball game in the history of human civilization tonight. And I mean that literally.
Run out to the ball game. Hey, run out without fear. Buy him
some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Oh, forget that. Just give him all kinds of beer.
That would make me happy.
Ron, are you going to watch the game tonight?
I'm going to try.
So am I.
I'm gonna pick Japan to win. I can't go against Ohtani. He's going to do something spectacular.
You, Darvish.
Whether it's pitching, whether it's hitting, whatever. He's going to do something. He has that knack.
This is going to be the most watched baseball game
of all time.
Merrill Kelly apparently getting the start for the U.S. Went 13-8 for the Diamondbacks. All I know is Trey Turner is hitting ninth for the U.S.
Not a bad lineup, huh?
What's Cooking brought to you by Mr. Rooter.
Thank you, Mr. Rooter.
Call 412-ROOTER2 and by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Fan weather.
Very kindly.
Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com. Sunny to partly cloudy, high of 57. It's beautiful. Ron, before the break, I was actually respectful in my yawn. It didn't, I thought, get out over the air because my mic was off, but as it turned out, your mic was on. See what you would compare this sound to. I didn't think it got out to people, but you didn't catch the mic in time, and this is what happened.
2-1, Pens lose to the Sens last night.
Oh, God.
It sounds like a cat in heat. What does it sound like to you, Ron? A small baby crying?
Something, I mean... It sounds ridiculous. That's what it sounds
like.
It
does sound
We're
like
trying to do a professional show here.
Yeah.
And you can't help it from flying out.
The lack of professionalism.
Well, I thought it's not supposed to go through the window, but I didn't know. How would I know Ron's mic
because
was still
I didn't
on?
Even have a time. You
I don't have my eye on your hand.
But you have a sent to a break, and I didn't even get a chance to read it.
Oh, no. Folsey was doing his read already. That's the proof. You were late on the trigger.
But I don't make noises, so it didn't matter.
True. That's a good point, Folsey. Fair point.
Yeah, fair.
To me, it sounds like a cat in heat until somebody comes up with something better. One more time.
2-1, Pens lose to the Sens last night at... What do you mean in heat?
What do you mean, what do I mean in heat?
A cat in heat.
Ron, can you explain the birds and bees of animal talk?
How about if I just see you guys tomorrow morning at 10? What do you think about that? Tomorrow morning at 10. We'll have Jay Caulfield tomorrow. What else will we have?
Wait, I'm disturbed here that he's never heard that expression. Have you, Ron?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, people don't really use it, I don't think.
Maybe not. What else do we have, Ron?
Now I know what it means.
See you guys tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Be there, be square.
Good night, Ron. Good night, Folsey.
Good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.